The last ceremonial act of the 2016 presidential election played out on the House of Representatives floor on Friday afternoon. As NPR's Scott Detrow reports, the formal counting of the Electoral College's votes included one last, maybe fitting, round of controversy.
Ever since Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton in the presidential election, a lot of Democrats have been searching for something, anything, to suddenly appear and reverse the results. At first, many clung to the idea that the Electoral College could simply vote for someone else. That didn't work. Their very last chance came Friday, when a joint session of Congress convened to count the votes. As state results were read, House Democrats like Jim McGovern of Massachusetts rose to object.
Especially given the confirmed and illegal activities engaged by the government of Russia.
Vice President Joe Biden was presiding, and he gaveled down objection after objection.
Mr. President, I object on behalf of the millions of Americans, including members of the intelligence community.
There is no debate. Debate is prohibited.
That's because challenges need a Senate-sponsored two, and no senators volunteered. Finally, Biden appeared to have had enough.
It is over.
That blunt assessment won applause from Republicans. This wasn't the first time the official vote count had some drama. After the 2000 recount, many House Democrats tried the same tactic. That got awkward since the loser of that race, Al Gore, was presiding.
Is the objection in writing and signed by a member of the House and a senator?
It happened so many times that for Gore, it became a painful joke.
This is going to sound familiar to you. To all of us.
This year, all 50 states eventually were tallied, and Biden read the results.
Donald Trump of New York has received, for President of the United States, 304 votes.
And with that, the long, messy, unpredictable 2016 presidential election was finally, officially, over. Scott Detrow, NPR News, The Capitol.